Well, good morning. It's Father Eli here at St. Joe's and Our Lady of Fatima. Hope you're doing well today. This is Saturday, April 4th. First thing I wanted to talk about this morning was, I probably should say something about this at some point, more to a bigger crowd, but so there's a thing when I'm celebrating Mass by myself versus with people present, there are different rubrics. Rubrics are just like the little things that tell the priest or the minister what to do and when to do it, what to say, things like that. So there's an old saying, say the black, do the red. So in the prayer book, the Roman Missal, which is the book that the little altar servers bring over for prayers, and it's the book that we put on the altar when we're reading for the consecration and so forth. In that book, there are things that are said or written in the margins or that sort of thing that kind of tell the priest what to do, like with his hands or with his body posture. And so some of those things are different when a priest celebrates Mass alone without a congregation. So in this time, it's kind of unusual because it's kind of a hybrid where you have, I'm in the church alone sometimes, and yet there are people watching online. So it's kind of confusing for me as a priest, which ones do I use? So I've been kind of, as I live stream things, I've been kind of watching to see if there's somebody watching when I start, then I try to use the rubrics for mostly for when there are people. When there's not anybody watching when I start, I don't really know. So then I just kind of switch over to the Mass alone. Like when I do Mass alone, I wouldn't normally preach to myself. I wouldn't normally do the prayers of the faithful. There's some things that you can take out that aren't essential to the Mass to just kind of streamline it, or things that don't really make sense if you don't have a congregation. Like the dialogues, the Lord be with you, all of them except for the one at the preface. The preface is the thing that I sing right before the Holy, Holy, Holy. All the dialogues, so in the beginning, the Lord be with you and with your spirit. At the gospel, the Lord be with you and with your spirit. At the end, the Lord be with you, right before the final blessing. Even the final blessing itself is excluded when you don't have a congregation, because who are you blessing? So it's a little odd, a little bit strange right now because of the circumstances that we're in. So that's why sometimes you might notice, okay, how come he didn't do this, or how come he didn't do that, or how come he did it this time, he didn't do it last time. So that's just something to note. I don't know if that's of interest to anybody. For all of you liturgy scholars out there, there you go. That's some trivia or some insight into that. The main thing I wanted to talk about today was chivalry. Might seem an odd topic, and I don't know why this popped into my head that I should talk about this, but it's been on my mind the last day or so to talk about that. So what is that? I don't know. I don't know how you would define it, but how I would define it or talk about it is it's a respect and a deference to women that men should show. Some people would say chivalry is dead. It's a thing of the past. It's a thing that doesn't really have a place anymore. And that may be true to some degree. I think it's definitely changed. I think it used to mean, for some people at least, it used to mean a preferential treatment towards somebody that you're attracted to, or somebody that you are maybe in love with, or somebody that you are married to, or something like that. And I would say that's not exactly right. That should be the case because you have a relationship with this person or you're desiring one. But I think in my mind, chivalry is something that all men give to all women, no matter what the relationship is. So that's something that I guess I'd have to, I am interested to see if that's the case for everyone, but that's how I would look at it. As a priest, I feel like I can still be chivalrous, if you will. We don't use that term anymore, but I can still show respect and deference to women when it's appropriate. You got to be kind of careful these days with the movement of girl power or whatever you want to call it. Sometimes there's a sense of we don't want your deference. We don't want to be treated differently. We want to be treated the same. Okay, I can maybe understand that. I think where that comes from, though, is a lot of times there's been maybe disorder or wrong chivalry, which has been more that it's seen as a sign of, okay, this guy is attracted to me, and that's why he's treating me this way. Or this man is creepy, and that's why he's treating me this way. And I think that's sometimes how women have been treated, honestly, and so they don't really like that. They don't want that deferential treatment. That makes sense to me. There's been a history of repression of women at times, so it would make sense to me that this is a sign of our oppressing you, is that we treat you in this way. So it can be seen in that way, and I can understand where that would maybe be unwanted or not really a sign of respect, not really a sign of caring or protection, but more of a sign of like targeting, like you're showing me by your actions that you are paying attention to me in a way that I don't really want to be paid attention to. So I can understand that. So we have to be careful how we live this out, but I think it is right that men in general show respect and deference to women in public, opening doors for them, being attentive to if there's something they would need, helping them with carrying something or with simple tasks like that, or just being attentive to is there something that this particular woman needs in this moment that I can assist her with, or do I just stand there a failure of a man, I guess, and not do anything in the face of your need? Do I just kind of sit there and go, oh, well, I'm not going to help? So I think in our culture, sometimes we as men don't quite know what to do, because we're told on the one hand, yes, be respectful, be kind, be helpful. But on the other hand, no, we don't need your help. We don't want your help. Don't do these things. So it can be a little confusing for guys. And maybe for girls too, you know, how do we do this? So it's an interesting question, maybe just one for thought that you can talk to if you have sons or if you have daughters, you yourselves, how do you go about this as people? What is chivalry to you? Do you think it still has a place in our society? Do you think it ought to be something that we still hold on to, or is it something we should just jettison and get rid of? I'd be interested in hearing what people think about this. I don't know if we'll have a conversation about it, but it's something that's of interest to me. I would say, in my opinion, yes, there's still a place for chivalry. Is there a place for that sort of focused on one woman or one particular person? I would say no. I mean, yes and no. Yes, if it comes with a respect for all women. No, if it's only, I'm only chivalrous to this one woman or this one particular lady. To me, that seems not appropriate. So it'd be interesting your thoughts, your comments, your discussion on this. And I hope you have a blessed day. And today we celebrate the eve of Palm Sunday this evening. So I hope you can tune in for Mass. It'll be streamed at 4:30. And then we'll put the recording on. Hopefully we'll have it up by Sunday morning. So that's all for now. Hope you have a blessed beginning of your weekend, and as we begin the Holy Week this weekend, it's a beautiful time to enter into this time. I know it's different for us, but maybe that can be our prayer today, is just, Lord, help me to be open and enter into this time, these days of Holy Week, and be open to whatever it is you want to do in my life. So we pray, asking Our Lady's guidance and intercession and her help in leading us into this week. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this vale of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.